Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Malka. You're the only one.
Okay.
Do you know if Randy's not able to come?
I don't know. I haven't heard from her. I could
He usually comes to the songs classes, so.
Yes, sir. I could try and call her.
Why don't you do that if you can?
Okay. Find her number again.
Hello?
Okay, she says she's coming online.
Good.
Hello? Okay. All right. Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are ready to begin.
Okay. Great. I'm going to mute.
Okay. We're doing Tehillim 42, which is Psalm 42. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. Or on mobile devices, it may be at the bottom of the page. When the Unique Astrological Times opens up, scroll down to the period of Shelvavim section, and the first handout we will open up is the Palms landing page, and then the next link below that, which opens up the Yearning for Redemption Psalms PDF. And we shall begin with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkin David, Hilu Urchimu, Hilu Hilu Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe, V'yehuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. V'ahino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kanunei Hu. Psalm 42, Tehillim 42. This is the fourth of the 10 Psalms of the Tikkun Klali, as taught taught by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. This psalm awakens the hearts of the children of Israel who do not feel the immense ruin, loss, and bad fortune in their being exiled from their father's table. Were they wise, they would appreciate their past good fortune in coming three times yearly with joy and great awe to behold Hashem during the festivals, the three festivals of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. These festivals were free of adversary and harm. And as a practical matter, while you were off doing Hashem's work, serving Hashem in Jerusalem, your agriculture was handled, your affairs were taken care of by Hashem. Who better to take care of your Hashem when you're on vacation? Although coming to Jerusalem was no vacation. May God please place mercy before us from now to eternity. Amen. Selah. This Kavanah, this consciousness, is the traditional consciousness to have when saying this psalm. The first word in Lam Natseach, or the first word in the psalm, is Lam Natseach Maskil. And please refer to the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption for more information on these first words and their meaning and their purpose. There are 12 verses in Psalm 42. 12 is the number of the tribes in Israel. It is also the number of children of both Ishmael and Esav. In that sense, it can be used as a vaccine against the negativity of both nations. It's also important to know that when it comes to the Psalms, the number of the Psalm, in this case 42, has a meaning. This is not true with other verses in the Tanakh. In other verses, the nomenclature, the chapter and verse that we relate to know which verse we're speaking about or involved with, that nomenclature is not coming directly from Hashem. But the numbers of the psalm, the order of the psalm, is clearly defined by Hashem. And thus the number of the psalm has meaning. And in this case, the number 42, we know, deals with creation because of the Anna Bekoach in the 42-letter name of God. Let us transfer to the Yearning for Redemption PDF. Lam Natseach Maskil Livnei Korach. Lam Natseach, dedicated to the Master who grants eternal victory. Wise counsel from the descendants of Korach. As we know, Korach was the cause of the first earthquake, although Moshe was the physical cause. Korach fell into the pit, fell into the earthquake that opened up in front of him. All of his children fell into it, all of his worldly goods. All fell into this to fall down into Gehinnom, to hell. But because the children of Korach had thoughts of Teshuvah, they weren't given time to do Teshuvah, but they had thoughts of Teshuvah. Hashem took that idea that they had thoughts and said it's the same as if they manifested them. Just as our prayers are the same as if we manifest the sacrifice, because we're studying them. Because we don't have the opportunity to do them in the temple. So the sons of Korach learn many things in their process of teshuvah, in their process of falling into the pit, and in their process of being elevated out of the pit. The second verse. Ke'ayalta arog al api ke ma'ayim. Ke'nashicha arog elecha Elohim. It's ta'arog elecha Elohim. As a roe, a deer cries out its longing for running streams or of water, so my soul cries out for you, O Elohim. There are 10 words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. There are 39 letters which connects to the Hebrew word for dew, which is tal, tet lamed. But the idea of tal is a concept connected to the Mashiach. So we could say that this verse is relating to the perfection of the world through the 10 Sephirot being completed and the energy of the Mashiach and the dew. The fourth verse. Haitali dimati lechem yomam valayla be'emor elai kal hayom aye Elohecha. My tears have been my bread by day and by night, while the insidious force that seeks to undermine me and overwhelm my soul whispers to me all day long, where is your God? The 12 words connect to the 12 tribes of Israel. Letters connects to the energy of dam, of blood. The fifth verse. Eleskira v'eshbeka alai nafshiki evor basach adadem Ad Beit Elohim B'Korina Yehoda Chamon Hogeg. I remember my visits to the sanctuary, and my soul pours itself out with longing inside me. How I once used to pass with the crowds, walking slowly up to the house of Elohim, a amid cries of joy and thanksgiving, amid throngs gathered for a festival. This is a description of Jerusalem during the three holidays of Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Seventeen words connecting to the energy of good, of Tov. Sixty-four letters connects to the word sod, samach dalet. Sod means secret. If we were to do a full Kabbalistic analysis of this verse, we would find that there is a deeper meaning revealed in this verse. The fifth verse, excuse me, the sixth verse. Ma tishtochati, tishtochachi, nafshi wa tehami, alai, ochi li lelohim. Why are you so downcast in my soul? And why do you grieve for me? Put your hope in Elohim, for I have yet to thank him for the salvations that will come from him. This verse on its surface has the energy of certainty and the realization that we can never thank Hashem sufficiently. But it's good to remember that Hashem will always take care for us and is always doing what is the right thing, the best thing for us at any given moment. Twelve words connecting to the 12 tribes. Fifty-two, connecting to the energy of Zeranpin. 52 letters, I didn't specify. The seventh verse. Elohai alei nafshi tishtocha, al kein eskarcha. Meretz Yarden Vehermonim Mehar Mitzar. My God, my soul is downcast within me. In order to revive myself, I therefore remember you from the lowland of the Jordan, where you dried up the waters, from the peaks of Hermon, where you overlooked our wrongdoing, and from the lowly mountain Sinai, where you forgave us for worshiping the golden calf. Twelve words 49 letters connecting to the 49 days of the Omer and to the 7x7 levels of Sephirot. It's all about cleansing, is verse 7. The 8th verse. Tehom el tehom kore lekol tzinorecha kol mishparecha regalecha al avaro. But now in exile I suffer as one misfortune follows another. Depths of water call to depths. Punishment flows down upon me like the roar of water gushing through a canal. All your breakers and your waves have passed over me. Eleven words, which connects to the 11 spices of the Ketoret, which is of the incense, which draws us closer to Hashem. The 9th verse. Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chazdo Uva Laila Shiro imi tefila la'el chaye. Oh, that the day would come when Hashem will command his loving kindness, when he will reveal the great light of redemption to the whole world. In the meantime, may his song, his Shekhinah, accompany me in the night of my exile. This is my prayer to Hashem of my life. And more, tefillah, El, this kind of prayer to Hashem, this very connection to him. Chaye, this is my life. Footnote 76, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, we receive the essence of our chiyut, life energy, life force, vitality, from tefillah. As the verse says, Tefillah el Chaye, this is my prayer to the God of my life, which can also be read, prayer to Hashem is my life. When a person prays with all his strength and concentrates his energy into the very letters of the prayers, his life force is renewed. Alternatively, if only Hashem would command his loving kindness each day, I would be certain that in the night of my exile, his song, his divine presence accompanies me. This is my prayer to El, the loving God of my life. This is based on the linguistic similarity between his song, Shiro, and his presence, Hashra'at Shekhinato. Thus, Meri, the sage, says, in the meantime, during the long night of my exile, I ask only that Shiro, his presence, accompany me. This is my prayer to the God of my life. Another alternative. I remember the secret he revealed to me. Hashem will command, openly reveal his loving kindness. You'll have to scroll down all the way to bottom of the next page. His loving kindness during the day. If I do my part to maintain his song with me, even in the night, closeness to him both in joy and in affliction, during the bright days as well as during the dark nights. This is my prayer to the God of my life. And the more modern commentator Hirsch. By the light of the day, whenever a ray of light breaks through my night of exile, when things seem a little better, then I know that this is the work of Hashem, a sign of his loving kindness. But even in the darkness of a night such as this one that surrounds me now, the song that proclaimed him, even though he cannot be seen, is still with me. The word shiro, instead of shir vav, masculine possessive, is spelled here shir hey, indicating femininity. Where, as it were, the Lord is limited by our actions and does not reveal himself in the fullness of his might. These comments were essentially giving us different ways of understanding the depth of this one verse, verse number 9. The 10th verse. Om Rale Sali Lama Shekhtani Lama Kodeir Elech Belachatzoyer. Still in my affliction, I say to El, my rock, round of my being, why have you forgotten me? Why must I walk blackened under the oppression of the enemy? Ten words connecting to the ten sephirot. There are 38 letters, which has the meaning of poorness, of lack, the essence of the verse. The 11th pasuk. Beretzach b'atzmotai cherpuni zorerai b'yamram elai kol hayom aye Elohecha. While piercing my bones to the point of death, my oppressors taught me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? A question that we must continually ask ourselves. To answer, he is here. The 12th verse. Ma tishtochachi. Nafshi uma techami alai hochili lelohim kiyot odenu yeshuot b'nech walohai. Why are you so downcast, my soul? And why do you grieve for me? Put your hope in Elohim, for I have yet to thank him for the salvations that will come from him. He is the light of my countenance and my God. Fourteen words is the number of manifestation of Malchut. The word Noah, comfort. I would begin this the final saying of Hebrew by itself, but I need to take a 5-minute break. I'll be right back. So, as I said, I have returned, but I will now read the Hebrew sequence. Lam Natseach Maskil Livnei Korach Ke'ayal Tarog Al Afike Ma'im Ken Nafshi Tarog Elecha Elohim Tzama Nafshi Lelohim Ya'el Chai Matai Avo V'Era'e Penei Elohim Haitali Dimati Lechem Yomam V'Laila Be'amor Elai Kol Hayom Aye Elohecha Ele Eskira V'Esh Perka Alay Nafshi Ki E'evor Pasach Adadem Ad Beit Elohim V'Kolin Adit V'Toda Hamon Hogeg Matish Tochachi Nafshi Vatehemi Alai Chochili Lelohim Ki Od Odenu Yeshuot Panav Elohai Alai Nafshi Tishtochat Tishtochach Al kein eskarcha me'eretz yardein v'chermonim me'har mitzar Techom el techom kore l'kol tzinorecha Kol mishvarecha v'galecha alai Avaro Yomam Yitzave Adonai Elohei Wahe Chasdo Valayla Shiro Imi Tefila La'el Chaye Omra La'el Sali Lama shikachtani lama korder Eilech belachat soyev Beretzach biatzmotai Cherpuni tzorerai Biamram eilai kol hayom aye Elohecha Matish tochachi Nafshi umatechami Ilalai chochili Lelohim ki od odenu Yeshuot panai Wailohai Does anyone have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you. Have a beautiful Shabbat. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Gadol. Truly a wonderful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom to all.
Shabbat Shalom.